You'll hear listening one twice. Listen carefully and take the correct answer. Now look at the questions for this part. You have 45 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Anne!
Hi, John! How are you keeping?
Not too bad. I can't complain. What are you doing here? I thought you lived in Barcelona.
Yes, that's right. I'm over here on a business trip and a short holiday. I hope to see my family and some of my old friends.
It's such a surprise to see you. You're looking well. Are you still working in that restaurant over there?
No. I've got a job as a secretary for a leading multinational company. It's really fun.
Sounds great.
And what about you? Are you still studying? Have you got your head buried in those books?
I graduated last year and I have a job in a local supermarket.
After all those years of studying? That's bad news. But the problem is the same all over.
How's your family keeping?
Everyone's fine. Adrian, my brother, is getting married in May. How's your family?
The same as ever. No problems. Look, I'll have to go. I've got a train to catch in 10 minutes. But here's my mobile number. Give me a call if you want to go out.
OK. I'll give you a ring tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Listen again.
Anne!
Hi, John. How are you keeping?
Not too bad. I can't complain. What are you doing here? I thought you lived in Barcelona.
Yes, that's right. I'm over here on a business trip and a short holiday. I hope to see my family and some of my old friends.
It's such a surprise to see you. You're looking well. Are you still working in that restaurant over there?
No. I've got a job as a secretary for a leading multinational company. It's really fun.
Sounds great.
And what about you? Are you still studying? Have you got your head buried in those books?
I graduated last year and I have a job in a local supermarket.
After all those years of studying? That's bad news. But the problem is the same all over.
How's your family keeping?
Everyone's fine. Adrian, my brother, is getting married in May. How's your family?
The same as ever. No problems. Look, I'll have to go. I've got a train to catch in 10 minutes. But here's my mobile number. Give me a call if you want to go out.
OK. I'll give you a ring tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
You'll hear listening to twice. Listen carefully and take the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 45 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Why don't we go abroad for a change? I'd like to go to France, Spain, or Italy.
I don't feel like going anywhere. I'd rather stay at home.
Oh, come on, Tom. Think of the sun.
Yes, but think of the cost. Going abroad is very expensive.
It's not so expensive.
Of course it is, Julia. The best thing about having a holiday here in Britain is that it's cheaper. And another thing, the travelling would be easier. No boats, planes or anything.
We've been to most of the interesting places in Britain already. Anyway, we can travel round Britain whenever we like. There's no point in wasting our summer holiday here.
I suppose you're right. But what I can't stand is all that trouble with foreign currency, changing money and all that when we go abroad. I hate all that.
Oh, don't be silly, Tom.
And what's more, I can't speak any of the languages. You know that. It's all right for you. You can speak foreign languages.
Exactly. What I'd really like to do is practice my French and Spanish. It would help me a lot at work.
But that's no use to me.
But just think of the new places we'd see, the people we'd meet.
But look, if we stayed here, we wouldn't have to plan very much.
I'm sorry, Tom. No, I just don't fancy another cold English summer.
OK. Let's go to Spain.
Listen again.
Why don't we go abroad for a change? I'd like to go to France, Spain, or Italy.
I don't feel like going anywhere. I'd rather stay at home.
Oh, come on, Tom. Think of the sun.
Yes, but think of the cost. Going abroad is very expensive.
It's not so expensive.
Of course it is, Julia. The best thing about having a holiday here in Britain is that it's cheaper. And another thing, the travelling would be easier. No boats, planes or anything.
We've been to most of the interesting places in Britain already. Anyway, we can travel round Britain whenever we like. There's no point in wasting our summer holiday here.
I suppose you're right. But what I can't stand is all that trouble with foreign currency, changing money and all that when we go abroad. I hate all that.
Oh, don't be silly, Tom.
And what's more, I can't speak any of the languages. You know that. It's all right for you. You can speak foreign languages.
Exactly. What I'd really like to do is practice my French and Spanish. It would help me a lot at work.
But that's no use to me.
But just think of the new places we'd see, the people we'd meet.
But look, if we stayed here, we wouldn't have to plan very much.
I'm sorry, Tom. No, I just don't fancy another cold English summer.
OK. Let's go to Spain.
This is the end of the oral test.